More people are working on laptops these days. More than 49 million of them were sold around the world last year. That's more than double the number sold just 4 years earlier. On the other hand, more than 9,200 private sector workers around the country took sick leave because of keyboard-related injuries in 2003. Healthcare professionals say the problem is that laptops are not designed to replace desktop computers, and that's how many notebooks are being used. Butch Bobmeyer is an occupational therapist with Gunderson Lutheran Healthcare in La Crosse.
On a laptop, your neck and shoulders get dispositioned. Since the screen is lower than your normal at-home or at-work PC, the keyboard itself, it's much narrower. Your wrists, instead of and hands being straight forward, your wrists are canted towards the little finger side. And then lastly, just a cursor control device requires the use of very small motions to move the cursor.
All of those factors can lead to neck, shoulder, and wrist injuries, which can result in permanent nerve damage and even herniated discs if not treated. Occupational therapists recommend stopping several times each day to do stretches, which can prevent those injuries. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.